WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the Texas Board of Education voting to approve an optional Bible-infused curriculum for elementary schools.
8-7, the motion passes. Blue Bonnet will be added.
The added Bible curriculum would start next year. ABC's Rihanna Nally has more.
The curriculum would be optional, but districts who adopt the lessons will get a boost in funding. Critics say the lessons could be harmful. The decision comes amid legal battles over Louisiana requiring classrooms to post the Ten Commandments and Oklahoma requiring the Bible and Ten Commandments be part of lessons.
Matt Gaetz says he will not return to Congress for the new session. The former Florida congressman resigned from the current session after he was nominated for attorney general, but bowed out over allegations he has denied of sexual misconduct and illicit drug use. President-elect Trump's new pick for attorney general Pam Bondi says she's former Florida AG and a Trump loyalist. Senators already giving the thumbs up. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting stronger vaccination numbers as the peak season for respiratory viruses arrives. According to DHS officials, slightly more Wisconsin residents have been vaccinated for the flu and COVID this year. The overall increase may not be much, but it is a positive development after seeing a decrease in vaccination rates across the state in recent years. Health officials are advising more residents to get their vaccinations as outbreaks of COVID and the flu begin to pop up across the state. With the gun deer hunting season getting underway this weekend, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials are encouraging hunters to participate in their deer donation program. The program has been helping to stock food pantries across the state ahead of the holiday season for over 20 years, and hunters have donated over 94,000 deer since its inception. To donate a deer, hunters must field dress it, register it, and test it for chronic wasting disease, and then contact their local processor to ensure they have space. The Duluth City Council began discussions on zoning and regulations for the recreational cannabis industry on Thursday. The Planning Commission says they expect to zone cannabis businesses just like any other business when sales can legally begin next year. City officials also say they plan to treat violations of those regulations the same way they would treat alcohol violations and could impose a $2,000 fine for businesses that sell cannabis without a valid registration. The council will vote on the ordinances on Monday. Superior school officials are looking to continue solid growth in the district after receiving some positive marks on this year's Department of Public Instruction report card. According to the report, 5 schools in the district improved their overall score from last year, and test participation rates reached 98%, which is about 3% better than the state average. Officials have keyed in on a number of goals for this school year, which includes closing the achievement gap for students with disabilities and students with economic disadvantages. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Indiana Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. It's an NBA Cup game. The Bucks hoping to improve their record during this homestand. They're 6-9 right now. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
There's 67 games left. You know, 67 games left. We're trending towards the right direction. We're winning at home, right? We've lost 1 game at home or 2 games. 2 games at home. It's good. It's not that bad. At the end of the day, we have a lot of season left.
College hoops, the Badgers men's team in Orlando to take on Central Florida. NFL, the Packers say that Jair Alexander has been dealing with a torn PCL in his right knee, suffered in a game 3 weeks ago. The Packers host the 49ers on Sunday. College football, the Badgers on the road to face Nebraska in their first game since firing offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Regardless of who's actually calling the plays, the progression is how you continue to evolve the offense in particular for what best fits Wisconsin.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A few more sun rays peeking through those mostly cloudy skies today, with temperatures hovering in the upper 30s. Falling below freezing tonight. We'll see a little bit more sunshine out there tomorrow. Calm winds remain, and highs return to the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project. Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the weekend's news, and we'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley in hour number two. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zummers on the board, our producer and engineer. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on this Friday, TGIF edition, November 22nd, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Cloudy skies, overcast. But that's for a lot of deer hunters out there, that's exactly what you want. Because you don't, the ultimate excuse is, oh my God, the sun got in my scope. I lost the deer. It was coming right out of there, out of the prickly ash, and then the sun got my scope and I missed it.
Well, so maybe you want sun then so that you can have excuse for your poor aim or lack of preparedness. Or if you're doing as, what was his name, Luke Bryan sings and drinking beer in the tree instead of being ready.
I remember those days of, because I was a kid, you know, the family would invite other people in, and it was a party of, like, I don't know, 15 guys going deer hunting. And, you know, the older guys always had stories. And
oh, yeah.
And it was just fantastic. And part of deer hunting is just listening as a younger person, as a kid, to the older guys telling these stories. And of course, some of them were embellished for dramatic effect, which, of course, is right in my wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the best part, yeah. Or at least one of the best parts.
Coming up, and we thank Brady Ewing for being with us again. He'll be back with us in a couple of weeks. And well, maybe his brother Brandon will get in on the action as well. We'll have a Ewing Brothers, a Ewing Bros edition soon coming up. We shall see. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, just after 1:30, our ongoing contributor, old friend Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, we'll be in with a humorous look at the week in review, actual headlines from actual news sites. These are not made up. It's not well, I might be sarcastic a little bit, but it's not fiction. These are real odd things that happened to the news over the last couple of weeks. And Peter Rapine and his staff, they spend time scouring the internet and the actual newspapers to bring us these stories. So Peter Rapine will be here a little bit later on. But I was talking earlier about people who don't go deer hunt, particularly women, but not all. Wisconsin Dells, I think other big places, they bring in the Australian exotic men. And I think one of them is called the Thunder Down Under. And Mom's listening, apparently. And she was quick to, apparently Mom's not going to the Thunder from Down Under. She says, well, there are craft shows at the intermediate and high schools in Richland Center for the people that want to go to those on Saturday.
So there are different things going on. You don't have to go to the Thunder Down Under. It's just that that's an option out there for you.
Yes. I'm going to see her this weekend, I think. And she'll say, now, why would you say that?
Yeah, probably.
Which makes me just absolutely laugh. And I love I love every minute of it. So, yes, you could go to lots of craft shows this weekend. Check your local listings for places. Speaking of local listings, if you listen to us in the beautiful town of Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, or Richland Center, at 3 o'clock, you're going to break away from our regular coverage, and you're going to be listening to the pregame of Wisconsin men's basketball. They are down in Orlando. You heard our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, talk about this. They are the big tournament down there in Orlando, and it's UCF, University of Central Florida, taking on our Wisconsin Badgers. Pregame starts at 3 o'clock here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And then depending upon the outcome of that game, they'll play again on Sunday, this coming Sunday, against either Pitt or LSU. Now, wouldn't it be something that they played LSU? Our very own Jacqueline, our human resource director, is an LSU grad, an alum. So a little wager on that, if it's LSU versus Wisconsin. But I think she's more of a football fan than basketball, but maybe not. But maybe not. So we'll have to ask Jacqueline if she wants to put some money, if it ends up being, why do I do that? Because it never works out well for me.
You do tend to lose those bets.
Yes, you're absolutely right. All right, 10 minutes now past the hour, 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or
that. And of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away. Only your opportunity to have your voice heard across statewide radio and via the interwebs, the stream. Got to have a strong stream, a stream around the world. All right. We asked people over the break, watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok. No, we're not on TikTok. Wouldn't it be fantastic, though, if you were? You can't stream, though, on TikTok, right?
TikTok. Yeah. No, I don't think you can stream on TikTok. No, I don't. Maybe so. You can. If you can, I don't know. I'm not a TikTok user.
Are you not?
No.
I'm thinking about getting on TikTok after I get my new phone.
I think that'd be fun.
I think I'm told I have to spread out more.
If you get TikTok, I will download it just so I can watch yours.
Deal. Bet, as the kids say. Bet. All right. We asked people. People voted. Actually, Zomers decided. All right, here we go. Here's what's worse. And this is timely, timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say. What's worse, chili with macaroni, i.e. Cincinnati-style chili, or chili with kidney beans? What's worse, chili with macaroni or chili with kidney beans? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
And it's timely because it's deer hunting weekend. It's one of the perfect deer camp foods, because you prepare your chili in the morning or the afternoon when you're taking a break, pop it in the crock pot, and then go out and hunt all day, and you got some nice hot food waiting for you when you get home.
And I always like chili better the second day.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Gets more of those flavors in it, kind of simmers a little bit. So what's worse, chili with macaroni or chili with kidney beans? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, now is a great time to get it. Simply go to your app store on iPhone or Android. Download it. It's free. Takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. By the way, Gail King was down in Kansas City, Missouri today. Big, the big women's Major League Soccer tournament or championship going on this week. Major League Soccer sponsored the entire 2-hour show. Sent Nate and Gail and Tony and everybody down to Kansas City. I would go to Kansas City if they sponsored this show.
I'm sure you would.
All right, what's worse? Chili with macaroni or chili with kidney beans? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Steve, listening in Milwaukee, the beautiful city of Milwaukee, says both are good, but can't have too much macaroni. Also good with Fritos. Now, I've tried that a couple of times. Not really mixed in, but
you put a couple of
Fritos on top with your chili.
Or you can scoop it up, too.
Right. Yes. Yes, those scoop things they have now. A listener on WMDX says, neither is worse. Both are great. All right. We'll go along with that. Linda in Middleton, listening on WMDX. Chili with macaroni is goulash. Kidney beans is the only thing in chili. All right. That's very controversial. Sal, listening in Sun Prairie via WMDX. What does Sal have to say? He says, chili with macaroni, I call that goulash. Chili has a very dark red kidney beans in it. Or chili has to have dark red kidney beans.
Oh, Steve in Madison also says, chili with noodles is goulash.
All right. All right.
And Kenneth in Stoughton also says, chili with noodles is goulash.
Chili with macaroni, Stephen Lodi. Chili with macaroni, three throw up emoji faces. That's very harsh, Steve. The question is, what's worse, chili with macaroni or chili with kidney beans? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. This is great. The text lines are going crazy here. Kimber, listening in beautiful Muscadet, just south of the Wisconsin River, just south of WRCE there. She listens to us at RCO. Kimber says, hey, macaroni or kidney beans? What would I ever do to you? As long as the bean is dark kidney. All right. Thank you, Kimber. On WAUK down in Milwaukee, a listener says, you don't noodle your chili. I did not know people had this strong of feelings. All right. Madison. In Madison on WMDX, one of our great plumbers out there, doing God's work out there, taking care of people's pipes, says the real atrocity is chicken chili. Oh, that's like a very ill emoji face.
No, you need a red meat in your chili if you're putting meat in it.
Yeah, I mean, I've had chicken chili. It isn't terrible for something different, honestly.
Good.
But it's not. Is it traditional chili? Probably not. But Linda in Middleton on WMDX says put cheese balls on top. Oh, like processed, like. I like a little like shredded cheese.
Like Parmesan.
Yeah, but cheese balls? All right. Probably not for me. Kimber in Muscadet back with us on RCE says, okay, goulash chili is what I love.
That brings up my point where some people say if you add macaroni noodles, now it's chili mac or now it's goulash. Okay, then I love chili mac or goulash. You know, what we always do is you serve it on the side. You have your chili, and then you have your noodles that you made.
Oh, really?
And then people can take their desired ratio, which for some is none, of noodles.
That's interesting. Steve in Lodi says, the only way to eat chili is with kidney beans, dark kidney beans and light kidney beans. Wow, he loads up the beans.
You gotta load up the beans.
A listener on WAUK, kidney beans, yuck. By the way, the spices make the chili, not the beans. That's interesting. Roger listening in Stevens Point. Roger says chili with beans and mac is worse. I like shredded cheddar or Colby on top. I'm with you on that. Tony Zimmerman listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube says, I think you mean which is better. Both are great.
I'm with you, Tony.
All right. Well, this is very interesting. Kimber and I are from the approximately the same part of Wisconsin. Southwest Wisconsin there. I've always been a macaroni guy. I like the chili. I like the macaroni in, and this is going to obviously tick off people, but the older I've gotten, I've warmed up to beans, but like the red beans are just, I don't like the texture. I don't like the texture of the red bean. And also they make me fart. That's not pleasant either. Nobody wants that.
Unfortunately for my family, I love beans.
Steven on WMDX sends us a picture. I have a secret ingredient to my chili. I'm going to tell you what it is so you can use it this deer hunting season. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is it love?
No, it is not.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Max Inc. Radio.
This is Paige Kleber. The 11-year-old will be live in studio playing songs from her new album. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Back to the Talibol Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 21 now, past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to be with you on a TGIF edition. What do you dial up there, Mr. Zomers?
A little Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, nicely done. Look at that. Red Hot Chili Peppers. I like a little chili pepper in my chili, but I don't like a really hot, like spicy hot chili. Asking the all-important question, what's worse, chili with macaroni or chili with kidney beans? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mom Wayne back in. One of our favorite places, Culver's, offers sour cream and shredded cheese on top of the chili. See that Craig Culver? He knows what's up.
I feel like that's what you got to do. That's the same thing my family always does. We've got the chili, which is just, you know, if you've got meat in it, we usually do. You've got whatever variety of beans, whatever spices, like your base chili. Next to it, you have your colander strainer with your noodles that you cooked. And so people can put their own ratio of noodles. Then you got the sour cream out. You got the shredded cheese. So other toppings. Next to it. We do a little chili bar.
That's interesting. We never did a big... We never did sour cream at home, really, very much. But I think that's interesting. Culver's does it. On the text line, Jude, hey, Jude, in East Troy, saying, Cincinnati chili is topped with kidney beans, cheddar, and onions. Spaghetti noodles on the bottom, chili, then beans, onion, and cheese. That's a fact. And emphatically in all capital letters. Oh, I'll take your word for it. Never had chili in Cincinnati. Steve from Milwaukee say, my wife loves the sour cream. I don't do sour cream. All right.
Well, that's why you got to put it on the side.
That's why, I would never put, if I was preparing it, I would never put sour cream in chili and serve it. Yeah, that's a side thing. My secret ingredient, I can't remember what it was from like the Food Network or where that, or Alton Brown. It was years and years. I don't know. It was a long time ago. It makes a difference. You have to be careful of the ratio. But part of, unless you're making a big batch, a Hershey milk chocolate bar.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Break off like a quarter of a Hershey's milk chocolate bar and put it in your chili at the end. Don't put it like the beginning. Like you put your, you know, however you're going to do it. And then after it's pretty much almost partner to the temperature you want it, you put that a little bit of I use milk chocolate, Hershey's chocolate bar. It gives it this kind of creaminess. It kind of brings it together like butter. And it gives you a little sweet in there to kind of bring out other flavors.
I can see how that would work. Yeah.
There's your hot tip for deer hunting weekend on your chili. Try it. You like it. 855-752-4842. What's worse, macaroni or chili with macaroni or chili with kidney beans? Should we do a little what, or should we do a little board game?
Sure, we can do
a board game. All right. 24 minutes past the hour. Time once again for Board Game of the Week.
Welcome back to another edition of Board Game of the Week. So this week's board game is a little bit of a goofy one. It's called Gloom.
Called Shoot Your Neighbor.
It is not called Shoot Your Neighbor. It is called Gloom.
Gloom.
And you won't be shooting your neighbors in this game.
All right. Gloom. I mean, it's already gloomy out. All right, but go ahead. Sorry.
So it's kind of a satirical, funny game, even though the premise sounds terrible. So here's the premise. Each player has their own creepy Victorian family, and you're trying to give them the most miserable life and tragic death possible.
Oh my God. This is dark. This is very dark.
But it's stuff like they're chased by poodles is one of the tragedies that might befall them. Like it's goofy. It's not
chased by poodles. That's how you die of being chased by poodles.
Well, no, that's not the death. That's like one of the miseries they may encounter. So the unique thing about the game is that it's played with transparent plastic cards. So around the edges of the cards, it'll be like pursued by poodles will have minus 30 points like on their, you know, enjoyment scale. And somebody else might play a good thing for your character, like had a nice cup of tea that covers up that minus 30 points because of the transparent cards. So you're trying to do good things for your opponent's families and right. terrible things to your own.
All right. Very good. So, are there pieces on this or like, what do you do?
It's with transparent
cards.
So like in the middle of the card is the character, and then around the edges, it'll have different point values and certain kinds of actions counteract it. So, you know, like that minus 30 from being pursued by poodles might be covered up by somebody else playing a good thing on your character to
So how do you win the game?
Well, at the end of the game, once everyone's characters are all dead, whoever has the lowest score wins.
When the characters are all dead.
Yep.
Oh, for heaven's
sake.
Yeah,
you get these like tombstone cards with tragic deaths that then cover up the character in the middle of the card.
All right. And it's called what?
It's called Gloom.
Gloom.
It's 2 to 5 players, takes up to an hour to play. It's pretty simple to figure out. It's usually less than an hour in my experience.
How much does it cost?
About $20, $25.
For Gloom.
Yep, for all Gloom. Right. To give your Victorian character the most tragic and miserable life before they die an untimely death.
And I look, it has a theme. Do you know this song? This game has a theme song to it.
It has a theme song?
Yeah, here it is. Let me see if I can do this. Here we go. Hang on. There you go.
Very fitting. Appropriate.
Gloom and despair and agony on me. All right, that's the board game of the week. One of my favorite songs from Hee Haw. Did you ever watch that? Did you ever see that?
I haven't seen it, but I've seen some of the songs, including that one.
If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
Ah!
Gloom, despair, and agony on me.
Oh!
That's on opening deer hunting weekend. What's better than sitting around with your friends and family, having some chili, whether it's got macaroni or not, having a beverage, watching some football and reruns of Hee Haw.
Maybe if you're also playing Gloom.
Maybe if you're also playing Gloom. Exactly. Our ongoing question, Steve on WMDX says, very nice add on Todd chocolate. Like adding mole. See, very Mexican. See? Absolutely. And who doesn't enjoy a little Mexican? All right. Well, come on back. We're going to have Peter Rapine with us on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your image in the dictionary. This life is more than ordinary. Can I get you maybe even 3 of these? Coming from a space to teach you what the pleiades. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read-through.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Rice Lake City Council will review the 2023 budget audit report at their meeting on Tuesday. According to the report, the city ended 2023 with its assets exceeding its liabilities by over $100 million, and the ending fund balance was over $10 million. The fund balance is about $2 million lower than it was at the end of 2022, but the city also decreased its long-term debt by about $2.3 million. Rice Lake officials attributed much of that $2 million decrease to funding put into the Main Street Reconstruction Project. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for community input on the statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. The plan is updated every 5 years to ensure Wisconsin residents can take full advantage of the outdoor recreation options across the state and keep Wisconsin eligible for the Land and Water Conservation Fund State Assistance Program. A draft of the plan and the online public input form are available on the Department of Natural Resources website, and public comments will be accepted until December 15th. A Price County man is facing charges after being accused of defrauding the federal crop insurance program. According to a press release from the United States Department of Justice, 52-year-old Lance Meyer of Ojima was charged this week and could face up to 30 years in prison if convicted. The indictment accuses Meyer of submitting fraudulent bank statements to the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation in September of 2019. The investigation into the alleged fraud was conducted by the United States Department of Agriculture Office of Inspector General. A 75-year-old Cameron man was killed in Turtle Lake on Tuesday while trying to move a deer out of the road. According to Turtle Lake authorities, the man was driving a truck near Highway 8 and 2nd Street at around 5:40 on Tuesday night when he hit a deer. He then went into the road to remove the deer and was hit by two vehicles. When authorities responded, the man was pronounced deceased at the scene, and Highway 8 was closed for several hours. The Barron County District Attorney's Office is investigating the circumstances of the accident. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If the Academy Awards have any meaning at all, they will nominate Denis Villeneuve for Best Director for Dune 2. Those are the words of actor Josh Brolin, who seems serious, adding he might quit acting altogether if his friend is not nominated for Best Director. Yeah, me too. The first Dune received 10 Oscar nominations in 2022, but not for Best Director, which obviously does not sit well with the No Country for Old Men actor. Thespians do tend to be a bit dramatic, but I hope Brolin doesn't quit acting. He's pretty good at it. Those of you who are shower indifferent, love camping in mud, and would like a shot at a serious injury might be interested to know that headliners for 2025's Coachella have been announced. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, and Travis Scott will perform, and there will be an appearance by Yo Gabba Gabba. Can't hardly wait to not attend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A few more sun rays peeking through those mostly cloudy skies today, with temperatures hovering in the upper 30s. Falling below freezing tonight. We'll see a little bit more sunshine out there tomorrow. Calm winds remain, and highs return to the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Don's from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome independent filmmaker Cole Sheldon. And it is a bar band Friday night, so that means our friend Terry Barr will drop by with new music and really fun chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Boop-a-doop-a-doop. Boop-a-doop-a-doop. ring, 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 banana phone.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, November 22nd, 2024. Zomer is dialing up the old banana phone, not for your phone calls, but because of one of the stories we're going to talk about. Once again, we welcome back our ongoing contributor, our old friend, Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bombs World, live from Brooklyn, New York, looking very French on the live stream this week. Peter, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's Friday afternoon, and in about 4 hours, I can close my computer for the entirety of the weekend.
Good for you. Good for you. You look fantastic. You have kind of the black beanie hat on. You're in black. You've got the mustache trimmed. You have a smile on your face. And what are you drinking today, Peter?
I'm drinking tea, and it's technically called like a happy tea. Like, it's supposed to make you happy. Mm-hmm. But I think it works, but only because it tastes like warm orange Gatorade.
Wow.
Think it's like a type of tea that should exist. If it doesn't exist, right? It seems like it might. It's delicious.
Why hasn't anybody thought of warm orange Gatorade tea? You should have contacted your attorney before he told me.
hey Yogi, got a free idea for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is fantastic. It's great to have you with us once again. And you always do great work. A reminder to our listening audience, viewing audience, these are not things that Peter and his staff make up. This is not them thinking, how crazy of a headline can we get for clickbait? Oh, no. This is the reality of stupidity in human nature that you all just go and you curate for us, the listening and watching public.
Exactly that. I always like to say we're funny, but we're not that funny.
I love that line. All right. So let's get right into it, Peter. What is our first headline of the week? The week in review, according to E-Bombs World.
Yes. So the first headline comes to us from the never dumb, always serious art world, where, and I quote, another dumbass paid millions for a duct taped banana.
Quote,
and if you're unfamiliar,
another dumbass paid for a millions for a taped banana. And that's why we play banana phone. Explain.
If you're unfamiliar, I think it was a couple years ago, 2-3 years ago, someone sold a banana at Art Basel. Mm-hmm. And I think they sold it for around like $2 million. And what you get is you get a banana, a real banana that has been duct taped to the wall. But you also get a certificate claiming the authenticity and explaining how you can recreate the piece, because obviously you don't get to take home the banana. You're just taking the concept of it. The artist is back again, and they sold another installation of their banana for $6.2 million at a recent auction of Sotheby's.
How much?
$6.2 million.
They sold this for $6.2 million at Sotheby's, and all it is a guy bought a banana for 35 cents and took a thing of duct tape and put it on a white wall. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making that up.
It's art, baby.
It's art, baby.
And you don't even get the banana. You just get the concept of a banana?
Yes. Yeah, you don't actually get the banana. You get the B-Y-O-B. Concept of a banana.
Bring your own banana.
Yeah.
The concept.
Which I might recreate it here in the E-Bombs office. I'll go to the corner in an hour and I'll put up six and then I'll auction them off on Etsy or something.
I mean, kudos to the person who thought this up and is walking away with $6 million. But I mean, again, who are these people that have that much money to just play around with?
My initial thought is like people that are trying to launder money.
Right.
People who are criminals.
Yeah.
right. Nefarious things. No well-reasoned person is going to want to spend, even an art collector is going to want to spend $6 million on a concept that everyone is going to laugh at them about buying.
But they get, you know, we were talking about them. I've seen it on national news shows.
Yeah.
People talking about this story. A banana for 35 cents sells at auction for $6 million duct taped to a wall.
Have you guys heard any news about any asteroids on their way for Earth.
Not lately. Have you got something for us?
No, I don't. I'm just really hoping for one.
Just to end it all, to put us out of our misery.
Come on, let's call it. I think we had a good run. What, 100,000 years? We did a lot. Just call it.
Peter's ready to just have a nice bottle of French wine and call it a day.
Way.
All right, next headline.
All right, next headline also has to do with money and the stupid things that people spend their money on. Mm. A little bit of background. If you don't know, there now is an entire market of meme coins.
Yes.
And these meme coins aren't necessarily NFTs, but they're based off of characters like Pepe will have one or Doge will have one. Headline reads, literal child, and by child mean like a 13-year-old elementary school student.
Yes.
Literal child pumps and dumps cryptocurrency on stream, makes $30,000.
Oh, God. 30,000. All right, talk to us. Well, how did this happen?
So teenager set up a coin of his own, and once it got to a market cap that was obviously at $30,000, he sold all of his assets, in turn tanking the price of his coin. So anyone who had bought into the coin and was still holding the coin was left holding the bag, as they say. And this kid was bragging about it, saying, ha, 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 look, I just made $30,000 before school. Like, screw you guys, I'm a genius. And the crypto community, there's actually an addendum to our story that happened since we published. The crypto community rallied around the group of people who were left holding this bag. Uh-huh. And they then pumped the currency back up, ingesting like $50, $60 million into it. And so if he hadn't had sold his coins, he would have had $1.2 million. But it turns out he just made 30 grand for homeroom on a nice Tuesday.
But not bad for a 13-year-old kid.
No. I mean, he might see a prison cell before too long.
Juvie.
Because I think it's illegal. Yeah, right. Juvie. Yeah.
Are we getting to juvie?
I think it's illegal.
I don't know, though. Well, there are, and again, I don't even understand all this crypto crap. But I mean, essentially, it's unlike our paper money, who I'm not saying it's a perfect thing. It used to be there was as much gold in Fort Knox or whatever to back up, and that's no longer the case now. Mm-hmm. But this crypto stuff, there's nothing tangible. You cannot hold it in your hand, and you're buying something, basically air, an idea. And then, but people are trading on this stuff on crypto with real dollars,
and real dollars.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's all a scam. I wouldn't put my money into it, but I know people who made a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a tough option for people these days. It's like, what do I keep my money in Chase Bank that has like a CEO, or do I invest my money into some 13-year-old kid?
Who screws you over, by the way, and leaves you holding the bag. Thus my point. A listener, Liz in Sun Prairie, listening on WMDX, says, Tazo, wild sweet orange tea. It exists, and it's so good. All right. You have to check it out and see if it's as good as your Gatorade tea there.
I'll have to try it.
You're happy. What is it called? Happiness? What is it?
I think it's called, Happiness Tea by Yogi.
Happiness Tea. I also enjoy a good happiness tea. It's called Disaronno and Squirt. So that's my happiness tea. all right, Peter, next headline. Peter Rapine, a managing editor of EPOM's World, with a humorous look at the Week in Review with real headlines. Go ahead.
All right, next one. Triathlete asked camera not to film her butt because she just pooped herself.
Now this is, I feel for this poor person because, you know, I mean, this, who amongst us, you know, at one point ate something that didn't agree with us, but then, you know, then you got to go out and not when you go in front of everybody and then you got to run. And that's just, I mean, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. And I don't want to out her name.
Right, No,
it's in the piece if you want to read about it, but at the Triathlon World Championship, and this seems like something that happens a lot with triathletes because clearly they push their bodies to the limit. Mm-hmm. You know, they're running, they're swimming, they're biking. And so after, you know, hours of grueling exercise, stuff happens. Exactly. But she was very funny. She like looks directly into the camera that's tracking her during her run. And she's like, hey, don't film my butt.
But she had a sense of humor about it. Because when you're out there in front of hundreds, if not millions of people, what are you gonna do? You can't hide it. You might as well embrace it and laugh about it, right?
No, and you don't really have time to like pull over and find a bathroom. You just gotta keep going. So it's people like her that, you know, give, I think, the rest of us the motivation we need to keep going. Right. It's like, my day's not gonna be that bad. No matter what happens.
That's
I'm not
a great
have
point.
To do that,
right?
You know.
Yeah, we think we have a bad day. Well, did you crap yourself and have to go run a race in front of a bunch of people? Because, like you say, you can't. You've trained for these people. Trained like nobody's business for these triathletes. What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Say, I'm just going to drop out of the race because I don't want to be embarrassed. No, you're going to keep going.
No.
It is an example of human spirit, Peter Rapine.
Yes. Yeah. When life hands you lemons. You're right, you make lemonade. And when you crap your pants, you keep running to the nearest bathroom.
Dial up, I forget who sings it, Dombers. The wind is always in your face. Just keep on running because the wind is bound to change. Okay, what do you got? What else you got, Peter Rapine?
All right, this might be one of my favorite headlines of the week. Woman says she went to heaven, claims Jesus drives a Ferrari.
A woman claims that she died temporarily, went to heaven, and now she's telling us that, in fact, it turns out that Jesus drives a Ferrari, according to her.
First, I'll say we have nothing to disprove this woman's claims.
Could be right, could be wrong. We don't know.
Could be right, could be wrong. Obviously, judge it for yourself. But personally, I thought Jesus would be more of like a Volkswagen guy.
Right?
I don't
humble,
know.
Humble, right?
Yeah. You know, safe and secure.
Right.
One of those old wagons that has like the backwards facing seats like his kids can sit in and like wave at people.
Maybe a Jetta.
Yeah. Right? Something practical. Practical. I don't know if Jesus is going to be ripping around in a red Ferrari. but what do I know?
This woman actually had like a medical incident or what?
Yeah. So she posted... As most stories like this, she filmed herself sitting in her car in a parking lot, filming herself talking about a near-death experience that she had and the revelation that she came to, which one day if I do die and go to heaven and Jesus is in a Ferrari, I'll have nothing to say.
What can you say? I mean, I've heard of people that have had near-death experiences, died on the table, and been brought back, and usually it's something along the lines of, oh, I felt a huge calmness, lots of bright lights, it was very peaceful, the most beautiful thing I ever saw. Never have I heard someone claim to have died temporarily and come back and said, yeah, the thing I remember is, you know, Christ was in a beautiful Ferrari, looks like Magnum P.I.
I wonder if he lets people drive it. That's my one thought.
I mean, I think that, and that's where people, here's something, another person who died and came back said they sell the same thing. And you're right. Jesus once let Moses drive and he was a terrible driver. And Jesus said, holy Moses, get out of the way. That's where that comes from. It turns out that's where that expression comes from. That was the first and last time he ever let anybody else drive. He claimed to have had the manual. It turned out just to be the Ten Commandments. So.
Yeah, once Jay Leno gets up there, Jesus might be like, okay, Jay, I like you. You can try.
Talk about, do you really think he fell down a 60-foot cliff or did the mob get him?
No, I mean, yeah, he definitely fell. When you're that old, you bruise really easily. You know, there's not like some like grand conspiracy theory. I don't think Jay Leno is like spending hundreds of thousands of dollars through some bookie.
Why is Jay Leno staying at a Hampton Inn? I stay in Hampton Inns. They're beautiful. He can afford
better. I think he might be cursed, though. He might have just like a curse hanging over him.
Right. We're going to come back, talk more headlines of Peter Rapine after this for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Deer Hunters Roundup is back on WBZH. Hi, everybody. Join me, Joel Karnick, along with Greg Gunderson and a cast of thousands. It's live and it's local. Tune in starting this Saturday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. live right here on the Buzz of the North. You can call, text, or email with your deer hunting camp info. We're giving away thousands of dollars in prizes, so don't miss it. This is a live show with your calls and stories. The Deer Hunters Roundup, live and local, weeknight, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. during the 9-day gun deer season right here on the Buzz of the North.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay. Eyezervay
or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Africans are African, but we are
back to the Tattle Ball Show. What an opening here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock, the top of the hour, the Maggie Dawn Show, hosted by our friend Matt Rothschild in the rotating guest host category today. We appreciate him being here. Great job, Zommers, by one of my favorite all-time musicals, perhaps my favorite, Book of Mormon. Great song there. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, comes to us with a week in review. Actual headlines from actual events around the world. All this can be found at EPOM's World. Peter Rapine, let's go. Next headline.
All right, next headline is I know I always say they're all my favorites, but this might be my second favorite or tied for favorite. Mormon missionary defeats local Salvadorians in a pupusa eating contest.
Mormon missionary defeats local Salvadorans in a pupusa eating contest. I love everything about this because I have been to El Salvador 49 times or 39 times in my life, and I have had, really? I know exactly what pupusas are. I love them. Go ahead.
See, I absolutely love pupusas too. Mm-hmm. I lived in San Francisco for a long time.
Yep.
They are highly underrated.
Yes.
And the video is perfect. He's sitting at a table in his, you know, Mormon shirt, Mormon tie, sleeves rolled up, and he is jamming those pupusas down his throat. And the crowd is absolutely in love with it.
It's great.
Everyone clearly is on his side.
And for those who might not know, a pupusa is, in a layman's term, it's basically a stuffed tortilla. Traditionally, they're about the size of your diameter of your open hand, more or less. And it's like a maseca, a corn type of dough. And then inside is like, there'll be chicharron, which is like a rendered pork. It could be chicharron y queso, a pork and cheese. It could be a revuelta, which is like, has a little bit of a Salvadoran flour in it. It could just be queso ones. They're absolutely fantastic. And it's the national dish of El Salvador. And so this guy is this, and he looks like he's straight out of Book of Mormon. He's got kind of the auburn hair and the pale face and the black tie and the white shirt. And Peter say he had all these Salvadorans around him cheering him on.
You're making me hungry the way you talk about pupusas.
I know my pupusas, dude.
But it's probably the perfect like 10, 30 second video. Not right. A lot of context, but you don't need a lot of context when you watch a video like that. You're just like, yeah, I'm on his side. And they love it. And we love him for him. I think he's our hero of the week.
I think absolutely. Is it. Because no better way for a foreigner to prove that you're into local culture in El Salvador than by getting right in their pupusas. And he also does it the right way. Here's how you know whether someone is a tourist in El Salvador or at a pupusaria, which is what they call a restaurant that serves pupusas, or if they're a gringo, an American. If you use utensils and silverware to eat your pupusa, you're a gringo. Because the traditional way of eating a pupusa is with your fingers. And it comes with a plate. So the pupusa comes with a plate, and they have a little bit of like a tomato sauce, and then they have the curtido, which is like a, I love the curtido. It's down in El Salvador, it's in a big glass jar that sits on the table, and it's like pickled cabbage. And it's kind of, they kind of wilt it with some hot water, and they put vinegar in it, and then a little bit of oregano and slices of or shavings of carrots to make it look good. So you put it's crunchy. So you have your pupusa, your orvuelta, or the curtido, and then a little bit of sauce, and you eat that with your fingers. And this Mormon kid, he is using his hands and fingers just like a real Salvador. God love him. I want to go have a pupusa now.
This is your true passion.
It is. All right, I could talk about this for an hour, but that's just a great story. I love every part about this. Mormon missionary defeats local Salvadorans in a pupusa eating contest. All right, next headline.
So this is a fallout of the election that I don't know if you guys have talked about, but it happened a couple weeks ago. It was pretty big news. Everyone's favorite or least favorite now canceled daytime talk show host, Ellen DeGeneres, has fled the country. She has moved to the UK. Ellen is gone. Goodbye. And the internet clearly had a lot of thoughts about it. And I just would like to read off a couple of the
Please
funny
do. So this
here.
Is Ellen and her wife, Portia, have decided to put their house up for sale in L.A., and they've moved to the Tony parts of the U.K. I think David Beckham lives close to where this house they bought.
Yes, one of my favorite reads, American Revenge for sending James Corden over here. Fair is fair.
No, I wasn't James. I know CP, our friend, is not, but I like James Corden, but that's a pretty funny tweet.
Yeah. What else? Yeah, people tweeting things. We're never going to have to deal with Ellen again. Escaping America to go to Britain is like escaping a dumpster to go to a trash can. Another reads, I kind of feel sorry for England. A win is a win.
People are just beating up on poor Ellen.
Yeah. Is this the trade for getting Oasis? We fleece that country again. And just like quote tweets saying like return to sender. Oh. Which obviously, you know, after the election, last time it happened to all the threats of I'm going to move, I'm going to leave, I'm going to Canada, I'm going somewhere.
Right.
It's funny that maybe, I don't want to say the least, like, well, at least online, Ellen doesn't have a lot of good favor.
Right.
So when the headline came out, everyone was just like, oh, good. We don't care.
I was like, why do you make a big deal of it, right? All right, exactly. Quickly, give us the last one really quick.
Last headline, guy at funeral drops his vape pen right on the casket.
Guy at a funeral drops his vape pen right on a casket. I mean, come on. Be classy, people. Keep your vape pen away, at least through a funeral, for goodness sake. Peter Rapine, you're always classy. We appreciate you so very much. You can find all these stories at ebombsworld.com. Have a great week, Peter.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, thank you. Many thanks to all of you for listening. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum and keep your vape pen in your pocket. See you on Monday.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll talk to Jeff Mandel of Law Forward on potential discipline against disgraced former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6. Matt Nair on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.